As often happens, the readings of today's Mass, which are very, very beautiful and full of teaching, could give us enough food for thought for a whole retreat, much less a little sermon for a daily Mass. The reading about the prophet Elias is very beautiful, and it teaches us that we need to be generous. A lot of people, they don't tithe. They give the least possible that they can give to the church. And of course, to whom are you going to tithe if not to the church? Obviously, you need to be generous to your loved ones and to others, including me, but the church is number one. And a lot of people say, well, I don't have enough. I can't. Well, again, as I said often, whenever you are stingy with God, God is going to close the faucet of his generosity, and you'll get less and less and less till you have nothing. And then you really will have nothing, and you really will not be able to give. But the more you give, God will supply all the more and will lavish his blessings upon you. And this woman, this widow, a Sarepta, of course, the fact that it's a widow, it's the fact that she has no husband to support her. She has to live on whatever she has. And there was a horrible situation there. There was no rain. Everything was dried up. There was no wheat. There was nothing to eat. And so she had a hidria, which is a jar for water, usually very big, a tiny little bit of flour. And she says, well, you know, you're asking me this because the prophet says you need to feed me first. And of course, God must be first. The prophet represents God, such as a priest are supposed to represent God. And I remember the Polish and Lithuanian clergy that were oftentimes my teachers and directors in the seminary in Rome, how they would tell us when there was nothing, the people made sure that the priest had enough. And that is really something very important. That is truly Catholic. They made sure that the priest had enough. This is not the situation in this country, but it could be. It could be next week. And so the woman did as he asked. And then he promised her she would be fine. And then when she went back after they had eaten, the hidria was full, and the oil vase was full. And he said, it will not be empty until after the plague is over and the drought is over. And so it lasted several months, several years, we don't know. But as long as she had done what he had asked, obedience, the jars were full of wheat and of oil. Whenever she took some out, it immediately replaced itself. Wouldn't that be nice? I wish that would happen to my bank account, that every time I took some out, it would be filled up again. But no such luck. But guess what? God does fill it up. Because if we are generous, then he will be generous. Now in the Gospel, you could relate it to this reading. Our Lord is telling the apostles, the Pharisees and scribes, they sit on the throne of Moses, the teaching throne, as it were. Do what they say. Obey what they are saying, because they were teaching the right thing. But do not do as they do. And we have this even among us in our day. You don't, but there are many people who the priests preach about this and preach about that, and the bishops, and then they don't do anything. And they live, at the very least, selfish lives, oftentimes immoral lives. So our Lord says, do what they say, but not as they do. And so we too need to remember, first of all, we must teach the right doctrine, the Orthodox Catholic faith. And then we must live it. And It is very easy to speak. Words can be very meaningful, but it's very difficult to obey. If I had a dollar for every time somebody, sometimes they're close, sometimes they're not, told me they loved me, I would be a millionaire. But most of the times, they say it, and that's the end of it. And so, you don't take it too hard. That's just the way it is. Human nature. Low down, filthy human nature, which says one thing and does the other. Don't be like that. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.